of Adjustment. The proposal provides that accessory building containing 120 square feet or less of area may be replaced without requiring an application or the granting of a variance if, big if, A, the replacement building is of the same or lesser size and is to be located substantially within the same footprint as the building it replaces. And B, the owner and or applicant applies for and obtains a building permit for the replacement building before it is installed. And the accessory building being replaced was allowed by grandfathering or was installed pursuant to a valid building permit issued by the county.
So it's only those two types of sheds.
Right.
Somebody who just had a shed who had a building permit and it was in the wrong place.
And typically, if they had a valid permit, setbacks were stated and they should be in compliance anyway.
They would have been in violation, so they won't fall under this? And the
they
words,
would have had to comply.
When you say located substantially within the footprint, what does substantially mean? Does
well,
it mean
well,
it's located
me
in the footprint?
Let's say we have a non-conforming shed that's 3 feet from the property line within a mobile home community, and the setback requirement is 5.
Right.
But, and it was permitted, or it was there prior to zoning regulations, which goes way back, okay, 40-some-odd years. And they wanted to replace it. In this case, it would have to... could not encroach any further into that 3-foot setback. It would have to be that or further.
So somebody...
it would be within that same footprint. They might change the size. Say it was a 10 by 12 and they wanted to put a...
12 by 10. But could they run it...
an 8 by 8 or something in the same place, they would be able to do it.
Okay. Could they turn it and run it to the other direction?
It would be the other direction, but it would have to maintain that same boundary as far as the footprint.
I know with some of them, if you turned them... they could come out of this setback.
But they wouldn't come in. They wouldn't go any closer to the property line. Mm-hmm. Or the lot line, whichever you want for a drive. And this came about through some of the tenants objecting mostly to the $400 fee that goes to the Board of Adjustment. And questioning if it was ever required that we required permits for sheds. Now, we required permits for sheds in 1971. Because the zoning regulation had required something.
Had to get another survey and put it on.
So you feel this addresses most of your...
bucks, you put a $600 shed in.
Well, this will be a help to some.
Right.
They want to make it larger, or they could be made to comply. If they're made to comply, typically they're going to have to go for a variance to get anything lesser than the requirement.
This has not been served.
And there's only one park to date that's basically been grandfathered, and that's Sierra.
Lawrence? Then that brings one question I'll ask you. If somebody had a shed in one of these locations that we're talking about and they wanted to make it larger, you would deny them placing it within the setback.
You would
require them to come into compliance.
To be in compliance, or they would have to go to the board for variance.
Right.
Okay,
that out's still there for them.
It still has to be the same size or smaller.
120 or less.
The replacement building is
120 square feet or less.
But if they had one that was like 80 square feet or something, and they wanted to go to 120.
Placed. It could still be placed within that footprint, and that's why it says substantially within.
Okay.
I mean, it's in the same general area.
But if they want a larger one, they got to come into compliance.
Right.
They had an 8 by 8, they could put a... if they had a 10 by 10, they could put an 8 by 8 back because it's still in the same footprint. But
right, what they would typically try to do is probably try to put it at the same setback and use the same line.
Right.
But they would have to have put markers in before even they put they replace it.
We're going to have markers in the parks to be able to find a location for an inspector to be able to locate the improvements. Mm.
That's a problem. I'm having more problem than anything else because, you know, it's on leased land. You've got a 40 by 50 or a 40 by 100 or 50 by 100, and there's not markers in there. It's just a common lease that you have.
But then why do we have setbacks? And why do we have square footage and lot coverage?
Yeah, we have it all. They just didn't abide by it.
How do we inspect it? It had been for a lot of years, and turned out there were a lot of problems.
We're cranking them off, but...
a lot of problems. We're making more problems or less problems, you think?
Well, this will be a lesser problem as far as the the individual tenant having to go through the board, as long as they can comply with those three little criteria.
And if they...
It only affects parks and trailer parks and mobile home parks. It does not affect an individual property that's owned in fee simple.
And Lawrence, if somebody comes in and gets a permit out for one, like an 8x10 that was, which was already there, and the inspector goes out and it's a 10x12, and the thing's already in place, what do we do?
They'd have to get a revised permit for the 10x12.
And then a Board of Adjustment.
10x12 is still permitted. The 10x12 would still be permitted on this, being 120 square foot.
So they could get a bigger one in, yeah, okay.
Well, now if they had 8x8, it couldn't be any larger.
They have to get a variance.
They would need a variance to make it larger than 120 square feet. It says 120 or less.
They have to be written up and go for a variance.
If it was an 8x8 and they wanted to put a 10x12, they'd have to get a variance or be in compliance. But it's larger than what was there when they applied. Then this only provides regulation for sheds that are 120 square feet or less that already exist that are being replaced.
Typically a 10x12.
10 by 12
or lower, smart. Right. Okay, guys, it's either yay or nay. Somebody want to introduce it, or
yeah, I'll introduce it. Let's get it. At least let's get it here so we can have a hearing. I don't know if there's any way anybody want to. Is there any consensus to change this, modify it at this point?
No, I don't think so.
Let's introduce.
We'll introduce it. Yeah, no, I will introduce it.
All right.
Thanks, Lawrence. I don't still don't know much. I'm going to go on that dumb thing.
Okay.
Brad Hawks.
Morning, Brad.
Morning.